China's wolf warrior diplomacy is an unapologetic and sharp-tongued way of engaging with other countries. This week, one of the highest-profile wolf warriors in the foreign ministry was moved out of the spotlight. And as NPR's John Ruich reports, there may be other signs that indicate China is trying to soften its image.
Zhao Lijian was known for his pugnacious approach as foreign ministry spokesman. He was quick to accuse others of hypocrisy when they criticized China, and he often took aim at reporters during daily briefings. Here he is in 2021 replying to a question that he didn't like.
Isn't Bloomberg a serious news organization? Are you really going to fall for a publicity stunt like that? Next question.
On Monday, Zhao was moved to a new, much lower profile role, Deputy Director of the Foreign Ministry's obscure Department of Boundary and Ocean Affairs. Ryan Haas is a China expert at the Brookings Institution. He thinks it's the latest in a series of steps that Beijing's been taking to try to lower friction with other countries.
It appears to be the case that China is working to find ways to reduce external stress to focus on domestic challenges.
Beijing, for example, has been wooing Europe, where many have been put off by its close ties with Russia. It's also begun to thaw out frosty relations with Australia. And some also see a slightly less confrontational tone from China toward the United States. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Beijing in a couple weeks, and Chinese leader Xi Jinping may travel to the U.S. later this year.
They've made a tactical judgment that in the current moment, they are better off by lowering the temperature.
The Chinese government, he says, hopes it gives them space to focus on some of China's biggest domestic problems in decades. Those include an economy that's barely growing and a huge wave of COVID cases. Yu Jie with the UK think tank Chatham House says there's also another consideration.
China does not want to be seen as being completely isolated.
Xi Jinping spent most of the pandemic hunkered down in China. In the fall, though, he attended multilateral meetings in Central and Southeast Asia, including the G20 summit in Bali.
After we realize how much the world has changed after 3 years pandemic.
Analysts say the shift in Chinese diplomacy is tactical. How much of an impact it has remains to be seen, particularly when it comes to China-U.S. ties. Zhichun Zhu is a professor of political science and international relations at Bucknell University.
The window for improving relations is open now, but it's very narrow, and very soon that window will be closed.
He says that's partly because pressure will likely rise on both Democrats and Republicans to look tough on China ahead of the 2024 election. And China's already an issue that both parties largely agree on. Here's House Speaker Kevin McCarthy speaking on Tuesday about the creation of a committee on U.S.-China strategic competition.
There is bipartisan consensus that the era of trusting communist China is over.
Long-term, Bucknell's Zhichun Zhu says China and the U.S. simply have incompatible strategic goals.
The United States will do its best to maintain its supremacy in the international system. China is rising. China wants to realize its the Chinese dream to become the dominant power in Asia. So right there, you have this structural conflict.
China, he acknowledges, is trying to present a more friendly image.
But its fundamental policy is not going to change.
And neither, it seems, will that of the U.S. John Ruich, NPR News.